In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I shall never leave you, nor forsake you, the Lord says. I am with you always, even unto the end of time. That means now. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, yes, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. The Lord is with you today. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. I want to pray for Matthew Constantino. I rebuke that cancer in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. I command it to wither and die. In Jesus' name, be healed, Matthew, by the blood. We want a miracle for Matthew, a miracle, a first-class miracle in Jesus' name. I also want to pray for a young woman who had 5 seizures. Father, heal her electrical system in her brain. No more seizures, Lord. Heal her completely, totally, and entirely. Be healed, Mary, in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Do you know that you are precious in the sight of the Lord and that He loves you? Do you know that He has plans for your life? Do you know that He is with you now? But I don't feel it. I don't feel it either, but I know it. He promised. He promised, I shall be with you always, even unto the end of time. He's with you now. He loves you now. He died for you. He shed His blood for you. He rose from the dead for you. Oh, yes, He's got plans for your life. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
My name is Charlie, Father Tom. I'm calling for prayers for peace in the Middle East between Palestine and the Palestinians and the Israelis, and also praying that war doesn't get any bigger, doesn't spread.
Father, we pray for the Middle East. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. Lord Jesus, we give you Israel. We ask you, Lord, that you would shine like stars in a crooked and perverse generation. Oh God, mercy on the whole Middle East, in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. It's Marina calling from Chicago. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Could you say a prayer for me and my children? I am praying that we always do will of God, and that God always guides us and protects us. Thank you.
Whenever we want to do the will of God, it's always a prayer that's answered. So, Lord, let them do the will of God. Give them the grace to do God's will. Bless our children. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Let them do God's will in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Who's calling?
Terry Crowley.
Okay, Jerry, we pray for the Simpsons, the Crowleys, and the O'Donnells, that they all would come to know Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I am with you always, even unto the end of time. The Lord is with you. Moses said to the Lord, when I go to Pharaoh, who shall I send? Sent me. And the Lord said to Moses, I will be with you. I will be with you. But not only is he with us, but he's in the Christian's heart. We have the wonderful Trinity dwelling in our hearts, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Thomas. Hi, Father Thomas. Pat, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I just say a hearty amen to the prayer request that, excuse me, I'm a horse, I don't know why, that came in from someone named Charlie for peace in the Middle East. But I wanted to go one step further. There's a wonderful priest in Salem named Father Robert Murray, and he arrived, I think, with a small group. I don't have the details, in Israel the day before the Hamas attacks began, and he is still there. When I reached out to someone at the church yesterday, they said there is a plan for him to get home. But Americans literally have been captured, and the State Department is trying to get a list of Americans who are there, and, you know, nothing is certain. So just would like prayer that Father Murray would get back to Boston safely with all the people that went with him.
So, Father, we pray for Father Murray and the pilgrimage. Get them home safely in Jesus' name. No problems. Get them home safely and soon, in Jesus' name, no problems, no problems, no problems. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. When Father Murray made plans to go on pilgrimage, he had no idea that Hamas would bomb Israel. He had no idea. We need to know that we are safe in the arms of Jesus. We are safe in the wounds of Jesus. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Well, Father, this is Margaret. It's good to have you back. And I'd like to have you pray for my sister Joanne, who's having a problem with her eyes.
Father, we pray for Joanne's eyes. We pray that through the intercession of St. Lucy, her eyes would be completely and totally healed in Jesus' name by the power of the blood. Now, Lord, we ask you for the physician to do the right thing for her eyes in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Why? Because the Lord is with you. The Lord is in you. The Lord has plans for your life. Oh, yes, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
This is Shelley, Father. I've gone to Glory Nights. I'm calling to ask for prayer for my daughter. She's not able to come in. She just had surgery. She has spinal stenosis and spinal compression, and she's in a lot of pain and may have to have more surgery. Her name is Jennifer.
Lord, we pray for Jennifer. No more surgery. Heal her. Heal her back. Heal her columns. Heal her completely, totally, and entirely. by the power of the cross, by the power of the blood. Take away all the pain now, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Diane. I was wondering, Father, Father Sheldon was wondering if you could call him. Would that be possible?
I'll do my best.
Can I give you the number now?
No, you can't. You're going to have to message it to me.
I will, Father.
We pray for Father Sheldon. We pray that you keep him safe. We pray that you get him where he wants to go. We pray that you give him health of mind and body in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hello, Father. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
I'm calling because you prayed for me last month. I had a lump in my throat, and it turned out it was just a cyst. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that wasn't cancer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who's calling?
Donna calling. Father, it's Donna calling.
Hello? Hi, Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Father. I'm calling again about my tinnitus, and I'm hoping again if you can continue to give me my healing prayer.
Oh, Lord Jesus, cut the noise out in her ear, in her head. Let the noise stop now, in Jesus' name. Let the noise stop now, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross. No more tinnitus for Donna. Healed in Jesus' name by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of righteous Abel. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Oh, yes, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Do you know that today? That goodness and mercy are following you. Oh, we thank God for the mercy of the cross. We thank God for the power of the cross. We thank God that Father God is going to get that priest home from Israel with all of his companions. We thank God they're going to come home safely in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. You know, I have an image of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Jesus being born. And the Word was made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Why? Because she said, "Let it be done unto me according to your word." Are you praying that today? Let it be done unto me according to your word. I want your will, God, your perfect will. Nothing less than your perfect will for me. 617-770-3030. Keep calling. 617-770-3030. After leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered Simon's house. Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him about her. Then he stood over her. He rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately, she got up and began to serve them. Jesus has authority. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. And guess who he's given the authority to? To the church. To you and to me. Oh, yes, we have authority to cast out sicknesses. You see, She had a high fever. There were no antibiotics. People died of a high fever. But Jesus rebuked the fever, and she was completely healed. Jesus has authority. Have you given him authority over your life today? Have you given him authority over your life today? 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you. 617-770-3030. At daybreak, Jesus departed and went to a deserted place. Jesus, being God, needed to pray to the Father. He went to a deserted place. Where do you go to pray? Where do you go to pray? Where do I go to pray? That's a very important question. A deserted place. A place where no one's going to be there with us but God himself. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is God. Jesus is true man and true God. Jesus won for us salvation on the cross. He shed his blood for you and me. He rose from the dead for you and me. We love him because he first loved us. I didn't love Jesus first. He loved me first, and he chose me to proclaim the word of God. What's he choosing you to do? Do you pray for people to get saved, to have the new birth experience? Do you pray for people to have the baptism of the Spirit? I tell you how we need that baptism of the Spirit. I understand that only 20% of Catholics have received the baptism of the Spirit. That means 80% are without power. How sad. And yet Jesus said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You fathers know how to give good things to your children. If they ask you for a piece of bread, you don't give them a stone. If they ask you for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So we ask you, Father, for the gift of the Spirit. We ask you, Father, that we would be filled with the Holy Spirit and power. You know, Anthony was in Salem last week, and a psychic came up to him, and he prophesied over her, and she gave her life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? It wouldn't have happened if he didn't prophesy over her. He got the word of God for her. He opened up her mail, and he spoke into her life, and she gave her life to Jesus. What about you? What about you? Who has your life today? You say, well, I can't cope with my bills. Well, you better cope, because God loves you, and he called you to do something. Too many people are just, well, you know, I'm so weak. I'm so insignificant. No, you're not insignificant. You're not weak. Christ died for you. Christ rose from the dead for you. You're not insignificant. You're precious in the sight of God. You're precious in the sight of God. Do you know that today? He called you to be his witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. He calls you to be his witness. Are you witnessing for him today? Are you praying for someone to come to know Jesus? The only thing you can do is pray and speak a word. What word do you speak? How God transformed your life. People might disagree with your theology. They cannot disagree with your experience. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
O'Neill.
What can I do for you?
Hello, Father Tom. I just want to pray for my children in England, and I would like to pray for my fiance children as well. Is here in the state, and I just want you to pray over their life anyway that they can become to know Jesus.
We pray for his children that they come to be born again in the Holy Spirit. They have a new birth experience, that they come to give their whole lives to Jesus Christ, not only his children, but all the children that we pray for, all your children, that they come to know Jesus as Lord, as Savior, as Redeemer, as God, as man, true God and true man. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
This is John. How are you doing?
Hi, John. I'm good, John.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could say a prayer and ask Jesus to help a buddy of mine who had a heart attack that's in a coma right now. His name's Rick, Ricky.
Oh, and God, Jesus touch his heart. Touch his heart, Lord Jesus. Wake him up from the coma. Kiss him on the lips. Wake him up from the coma. Fill him with the love of God. Let him know how much he's loved. Heal his heart. Heal his heart by the power of the blood. Heal his heart by the power of the cross. Heal his heart and wake him up from the coma. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Time is flying by. We only have 4 more minutes. Give a call. The lady that had the cyst in her throat wasn't cancerous. Thank you, Jesus, for answered prayer. Thank you, Jesus, that you hear and answer prayer. As long as God is still on his throne and he hears and answers prayer, everything is going to come out all right. Everything. You might say, but I have so many problems. Deal with one problem at a time with God. Don't be inundated by your problems. I call it the lunchbox way. I take one problem at a time. I bring it to Jesus. I ask him to solve this problem by the power of his presence. After I do that, and that's solved, I go to the next one. Don't be inundated by your problems. Be inundated by the love of God. How much he loves you. How much he has plans for your life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Who's calling?
It's Gail, Father Tom. It's nice to be able to talk to you again. I would like to have some prayers for Jacqueline. She has an eating disorder, and she's in a program right now, but she's been battling this for about 4 years.
So we pray for Jacqueline. We pray for Jacqueline, Lord, that you would help her with her eating problem, that she would eat what she needs to eat, and that's all. Give her the grace to eat what she needs to eat. Deliver her from the torment of food. Deliver her from the torment of food. Deliver her from the torment of food. In Jesus' name. Who's calling? 617-770-3030. 617. Who's calling? 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hello, it's Dave calling.
Hi, David.
Hi, I've got a fairly simple thing. Actually, I have two things. I applied for a job. I'd like to get the job. But the other is there a way to ask that people understand that our prayer lives are directly connected to this terrible mess in the Middle East, that somehow our prayer lives can have effect on all that stuff, that we need to be in prayer because of it?
So, Lord, get David the job that he needs. And we pray for the Middle East, the blood of Jesus be over Israel and the Middle East. We pray for peace. Oh, yes, God, the peace that only Christ can give, the Prince of Peace. 617-770-3030. Well, I want to conclude by telling you, goodness and mercy are following you all the days of your life. I want to conclude by saying, God first loved you before you even thought about him, and he has plans for your life. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.